Okay, this is a normal handheld dynamic microphone that you might see on a stage show or something along those lines, but they're very popular with podcasts. But you'll also notice that it sounds very, very close, and there are a lot of plosives. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. So the way you defeat that is to talk just a little bit off axis, so you're not talking directly into it. And now you can go, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and you'll still sound fairly normal. But the farther you back off a mic like this, you can hear that it doesn't have quite the gain that, say, a condenser mic does. And I'll demonstrate that for you now. This is using a standard studio condenser microphone, which is what I use in voiceover and narration and things along those lines. For podcasting, they're really nice because, as you can hear, it creates a very natural sound. And I can back off the mic quite a bit, and it sounds very, very clear. Also, you'll notice that there are no plosives. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. That's because I have it arranged so the mic is upside down, the diaphragm is at about eye level, and I am talking down underneath the microphone. And as you can hear, it sounds much cleaner, much more natural, which is why it may be a good choice for a podcast.